Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. And solo. There we go. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your boy, L.
I
say I sound low or something.
You do?
A little hollow or something. There we go.
There you go.
Crank me up.
Headphones on.
Crank me up in my head.
We're here. Welcome back to another episode of DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. You can find us everywhere you get your podcast. Free 99. L.
Yo.
How you doing?
Another day, man. What's good?
Same old suit, just reheated, you know.
Okay.
Just, you know, moving like a pimp, dude.
Okay.
Trying to get my jewelry and toolery up.
A pimp named Slick Back.
A pimp named No Hair.
Talk about hair.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Slick it back, my nigga.
Nah, man, you know what?
This how people do when they get stuff and they don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate your hair.
I'm appreciating, but I'm focused on something right now. I'm working all the time. I don't have no time to sit for no hair appointment.
You can't put it up in the ponytail?
It's up in there somewhere.
You be having a side ponytail, like Pippi Longstocking?
Yeah, I just up and go. It's called a messy do or whatever they call it.
You do a messy bun?
Messy bun. Yeah, man.
My boy got a messy bun.
Yeah, so shout out to the people that have been throwing the shade at my hair.
Don't get to
I'm just saying.
Messy. That's you with your messy bun.
The message get back to you that my hair wasn't done. I need to do my hair, I think.
You do. You represent the culture.
Hey, man.
You can't have them kids out there talking shit about you.
Hey, man. While I'm at work, I don't care what they say, because I hit them back with some of them, your Crocs is leaning. I get real fierce with some.
That's why your daddy left your mama.
My backlash? Yeah, it'd be like that. Strong.
Yeah, strong. Yeah.
To the point of like, oh.
Y'all still get them stamps?
What's that?
Nah, that was a hobby. Y'all still get them stamps?
Ooh, they get stamps. You know what I say that really make them mad?
Uh-huh.
I know a good boy when I see one.
Ooh. you know what I hit them with? Oh, I like it when you're screaming and squirming like that, daddy. Hit with that puff, that make a young kid uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's your mama?
Oh, that's your mama?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know your mama real well.
I've seen her a couple times.
Yeah. Kids don't want nothing with me. Man, when COVID first started, and my job at the time, they made everybody take 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
So in that 2 weeks, I started playing the game online for the first time. And some kind of way I got linked up with some like 12, 13 year olds out of Chicago. And they was calling me Uncle Milk Dud.
Oh, cause your head.
Cause I had the ball. But my character on the game had the bald head. So they was like, we gonna start calling you Uncle Milk Dud. Then they start calling me Uncle Bernie for some reason. So one of the kids, he was talking shit because I was missing the shots, whatever. We was on the same team, whatever. We was cool.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was saying something about Uncle Bernie, whatever. And then I was like, his mama was in the background and she was like, Orlando, so-and-so. I was like, Orlando, that's your mom? Like, how old your mom is? He's like, come on, Uncle Bernie, chill. I was like, tell your mama, your Uncle Bernie said hi. Like, how old your mama, 36? It's like, yeah, I bet your mama got a fat ass, don't it? She's like, nah, Uncle Bernie, chill. Yeah, they don't like, them kids don't like that when you be looking at their mama now.
Nah, they don't.
Yeah. Shout out to the kids, though. But yeah, speaking of work, I'm at the job, y'all. And this nigga called me. He like, hey, yo, you at work? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you outside? And right at that moment, I was like, nah, I'm walking outside now. And he was like, oh, you got a brown box in your hand? I was like, you out here? I started looking around for his vehicle or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He like to pull up on niggas and then try to catch him in the trick bag. I'm like, yeah, what up? He was like, nah, I got the drone. I'm looking up in the sky. I did not see a drone nowhere. And then he was like, you standing by the group of guys right over there? I was like, nah. And he was like, I was like, hold up, where you at? And then, you know, I had to help a customer or whatever. And I walked over to the group of guys and then I saw the drone. And my coworker flicked the drone off, but he was at his job, which is probably about, what, maybe 2 miles away?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's a mile and a half, I think it said.
Okay. A mile and a half away. He flew the drone there and was controlling the drone, and it was like looking at us and stuff. That shit was crazy. That was wild.
Look, because first, we was just going to see how far it would go.
Yeah.
But it still was going further. But we was like, once he got to your job, I was like, oh, hold on. I know. Let me call him and see if he's out there. Then I was like, you know, let's go down a little bit lower. Because first we was real high where you couldn't see.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he came down a little bit.
Did it have? Does that thing have FAA regulations or whatever? Like he can't fly but so high with it or whatever?
Yeah. It has all that.
Yeah.
Just like the one I got, you know, that I, you know, do music videos and stuff with.
Yeah.
It, all of that, you know, certain areas, like when you pull up the app, it shows you the no-fly zones and stuff like that.
Will the drone itself stop you from flying in the no-fly zone? Or?
Yeah, like certain places I can't even take off.
Oh.
Like it won't even.
Like around airports and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the props won't even go up. It won't
oh,
even.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good because I know I'll mess that up. Like,
over there by my house, it has a restriction, but uh-huh. It's just for height.
Why?
Because a lot of planes and stuff fly over my house.
Oh, and that's where they're kind of coming down to the landing zone mm-hmm. over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to that.
Yeah.
But
I want that expensive one. That 8x zoom, you can see the emblem on your hat. And he was basically way up in the sky.
Yeah, first. When you said brown box, I was like, this nigga the feds. They already say you police. Yeah. Other than spy, being a fucking spy kid, what else you do this week?
Man, I ain't did too much, man. I've been working. I'm working baseball games and all sorts of stuff.
With the pistol?
Yeah,
I got it. You had a thing on you?
I got it with me.
Yeah. A baseball game is a crazy place for shit to go off because you don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, it could go off there. And during their sports, like, they'll have soccer game going on over here,
mm-hmm.
softball game going over here, mm-hmm. and baseball game going over here, so...
You got to go to all of them?
Nah, we'll split out to certain areas.
Hey, yo.
What's wrong with that?
Splitting out. Yeah. You want to get into what we watched, the emails first?
Let's see what we watch.
All right.
What we watch.
What did you watch this week?
I started Marshall.
Marshall?
Yeah, that's the spinoff of Yellowstone. The son. Did you watch Yellowstone?
Nah, I ain't watched Yellowstone.
Okay, it's a spinoff of Yellowstone.
Is it new?
Yeah. It's only possibly 3 episodes in.
Okay. It's a show called like 1742 or something like that?
Yellowstone is a spinoff of that.
So that one was...
I knew it was more
17
than one. Something, then there's 18 something, then there's Yellowstone, I think.
So Yellowstone wasn't the first one?
Nah.
Okay.
No. 18 whatever was the first one.
Okay, word. That's probably some good writing on that then.
Oh yeah, because the way it's they got some of the same characters in there, like the little kid.
There was a little baby. When he grow up.
Yeah, he's grown in this one now, so they're pretty good with it.
Yellowstone isn't now times.
No. Oh yeah, yeah it is.
This okay. All right.
It is. But it's so far out in the woods, you know.
Oh, that country.
It's not even dated. Yeah,
I got you.
It's somewhat now because you're dealing with cartel and stuff like that. They're dealing with, you know, skinheads and stuff.
Oh, word.
But
what else you watch?
What else I watch? I watched the new Scream movie, Scream 7.
You watched that shit on the app because that shit just came in the movies.
Hey.
Was Glass. I ain't really into them movie types.
Me neither. I just watch it because I'm tired of getting on here and not saying I watch shit. Because I got to keep up with your ass.
Like, I ain't want to pause. Because I ain't want to talk about no damn Gene Deal. all the dialogue. Shut your old ass up, nigga. Yeah, me and Diddy, I saw him doing such. He did it. We don't care. You did it too, nigga. Anytime my security was Blaze, goddamn, I did it too.
You know,
I'm just saying, man.
All right, now be careful now.
Okay. No, I didn't do it.
Nah, yeah.
I told him to stop. How was that movie?
It was cool.
Was it predictable?
It was the same exact as the first one.
Was Doofy in it? What's his name, Doofy? What was his real name?
I think he died in one of them.
Really? The police guy?
Yeah, the Doofy cop?
Yeah.
I think he died.
You know what? I'm getting a Scary Movie.
It's the same character, though.
But yeah, but you know, he was real, real like he was heavy on the spectrum on Scary Movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to be better, man. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Politically correct. You know what I'm saying?
It was just like the first one.
Ah, I got you.
Like, who did it?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah, it's a damn.
He did the same call?
Of course. You know they got
Sydney.
They started the movie off with it.
What's your favorite scary movie, nigga?
I don't know. I'm an old nigga. Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The newer ones.
Mm.
The newer ones. Like, that nigga was a beast. Like,
It's between one or two with me.
Of what?
Scary movies. I got two.
What?
Get Out. A Fruitvale Station. Them two movies I can never watch again.
Fruitvale Station? That ain't no scary movie, nigga.
The fuck it is if you're a black man trying to ride a train.
Just trying to get somewhere.
To get somewhere on a regular, on a Tuesday. Nigga. And you see a cop. Goddamn, nigga, I might get killed.
What else I watch? What else I watch? I don't think I watch anything else.
Word.
I know, Memory of a Killer. I don't think you got on that yet. Remember I told you about it a couple weeks back.
Is that on Netflix?
So the app. I don't have Netflix, so don't ever ask me what it's on.
You need to know so we can tell. This ain't just for us, for me to tell you and you to tell me. I'm trying to inspire people to go watch it.
You know what? Hold on.
Yeah. I think it is on Netflix, though.
I'm about to tell you.
No. It's a TV show. I want to say it's on ABC because that's the one where you talked about. I think you talked about this when Cliff was here.
I talked about it. Hulu.
It's on Hulu?
You can watch it on Hulu.
So it might be an ABC show then. I think it's an ABC show. Because ABC owns Hulu and Disney. Because I think it's an ABC show.
Let's see. It's saying you can see it on Hulu.
I want to say it's an ABC show.
It's a Fox Hulu.
Oh, it's a Fox show?
Yeah, Fox show.
Okay. I knew it came on regular TV, though.
It's good, though. It's about a guy. He was an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother was an assassin, too, but his brother has
Alzheimer's,
but it's, like, real bad. And he did a couple things to cover up some mistakes that his brother did.
Mm.
And I don't want to give too much of it, but there's people after him.
After the brother or after
The brother that has the memory. But he's starting to lose his memory.
Oh, God. They
after his family and all that, but he's an assassin.
Okay. And that's all you watch?
Yeah. I think that's it.
So, my usual shows, Cross, that season ended.
I got to go into that. I got to get back into it.
Paradise, that's good. That's still going on. I watched that. Invincible came back with a couple episodes. I don't know if you watched that before.
That's a comic?
Yeah. It's on Prime, like cartoon or whatever.
Is it animated?
Yeah, animated. Yeah.
You talked about it before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not in depth, because I don't know how many people watch like animated shows like that on here, but it's an animated show. What else? Rooster. That's the show with Steve Carell. DTF in St. Louis. The writing on that show.
Don't tell me nothing about it.
You didn't watch the last episode?
No. I think, did I?
What's the last thing you remember happening?
Okay, so the last episode I watched, she went to the Jamba Juice.
Uh-huh.
And they showed how long she really was there.
Yeah. I think we talked about that last time.
No, because it was another Jamba Juice one. They didn't show how long she was really there. She had 7 of those freaking drinks.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. Yeah. So it's one after that.
Okay, that's the last one. So really it's going to be 2. I'll be 2 behind because 1 comes out today.
Yeah.
On Sundays.
Yeah, if you don't watch it today, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the writing on that show, the directing, like how they tell the story, like going back in time and then going, you know what I'm saying, coming to present day. And then like they showing the real perspective because people are saying stuff and then they going back and showing what really happened.
Yeah.
Like, that part of it is real good, man.
It's a good show. It's a real good show.
Yeah. And then movie you had mentioned. Well, two of the things you mentioned, did you send me Havoc? No, you sent me Havoc, and I had saw that last year.
I sent you. Yeah, I didn't talk about it on the show, I don't think, but I sent it.
But you talked about Crime 101.
Yeah.
That's, that's in the movie, so I did watch that on the app.
Oh, that's in the movies?
Yeah, that's in the movies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I don't think it's out yet in the movies.
I don't think I've seen a preview for it.
I don't think it's out. I think it come out in April.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Jumped the gun on
that
one.
I don't know, but it's a movie called Crime 101. If y'all got one of them apps where you can watch movies and stuff, it's good. It's a good action movie. It's a heist movie, pretty much. Halle Berry in there, Chris Hemsworth, and some more people. But it's a good movie.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. We can get into some of these emails. So, yeah, if y'all got any questions about what we watched, email us djbladeshow@gmail.com.
Hey, but before you get into the emails, man.
Yeah.
Shout out, man.
Shout out what?
We got the intern up in the building today.
She don't want to be
Shouting out. She got to be on the camera.
She might be on the camera soon, though.
Shout out. We got an intern up here.
Shout out. Y'all think we doing, I'm trying to tell you, y'all better jump on the train while we on the same track.
You know what she said when she came in?
What?
I feel like I'm not doing nothing. What y'all want me to do? I was like, all right, now I'm getting started.
Yeah, be getting pizzas.
But you know what? Where'd you meet this intern, man? Or do you want to say?
No, I don't want to say. I mean, we have a website.
Because like you gave it a source. Like in 15 minutes, you told her almost everything you was doing about recording.
I ain't giving no sauce.
Look, if we go back to like a year ago.
Oh, when somebody else came through?
When they used to sneak in the building.
Yeah, we did.
Try to catch the formula. You gave the formula up on this one.
Did I?
Yeah, man. You showed her the buttons, showed the light and all of that.
You
must really like this one.
Is you a spy? I take people at face value, so hell, we might come back next Sunday and everything be gone. All the goddamn cameras, the boards.
Have a new setup somewhere else.
I walk in, I had on shoes, my shoes gone. Like, I don't know. Shit, she might be a goddamn robber. She came in with a bag. I don't know if a 9mm in there or not.
Yeah, man. Last time we had to.
We done had two spies coming to this motherfucker.
They come and look in the door, and next, okay, that's what they got.
That's what they got.
That's what they using up.
The next week, they setting up their own shit.
Hey, why don't you come record with me? It's free.
I put extras on it. Be like, yeah, how much was this camera? Well, the camera by itself was $7,000. We got two of them motherfuckers. Yeah, you can't get that board right there. That board's $7,000.
Yeah,
y'all put a lot of money in it.
That's a prototype.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They sent me that because I sold 7 Toyotas this week. So they sent me that, Yeah, got to put a paper plane sent me that. That's why I wear these shirts all the time.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the intern.
Shout out. Thank you for your help. You make everything so much easier for me. And thank you for going to pick up that goulash. Okay, the first email we got is from Erica.
Okay.
It's entitled "I Listen to the End." It says, "Hello, L and Be Easy. I'm a long time listener and enjoy listening to y'all every week. So yes, I listen to the end. Wanted to say, and I think this part is for you, L.
Oh man,
you should give the WNBA Unrivaled and AU Pro Basketball Women League a try. These women can hoop, and my husband now is starting to watch, too, because the defense is better, and it is definitely entertaining. I bet after watching some games, you'll have a whole women's basketball segment on the pod. Appreciate the laughs you've given over the years, Erica."
Okay.
One thing for sure and two things for certain, there won't be a basketball segment on this show, and it damn sure won't be a women's basketball segment.
I'm glad you said it and not me, because
I'm trying to save you on that. The only way we have a basketball segment on this show, women's basketball, if Asia Wilson come.
And be on the show.
Yeah, Don Staley come to this motherfucker. Call it Don's Corner or something. Do you ever watch women's basketball?
No, I don't watch no basketball.
Oh yeah, he ain't a sports nigga. I watch women's basketball though, especially college. University of South Carolina, they beat the bejesus out of damn Southern last night.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they 107 to like 30.
What? No.
Yeah.
They didn't stop the game?
Huh?
They didn't stop the game?
Yeah, they did when the bells run. That's when it stopped.
Fourth quarter.
It was over. Yeah. But Southern is a They ain't in the same league.
They had the fifth string on the floor.
It wasn't last night. It was yesterday. But I watch women's basketball, though. I watch some professionals sometimes when I catch. The games come on weird times, though. But, you know, I try to catch women's basketball, you know. Shout out to you, Erica. We appreciate you listening. All of the however many years you listen.
Yeah.
You could have put that information in there, Erica. So, you know, boost our head up a little bit. We got an email from the homie DJ Highstar from I was about to say Carolina Sports Talk, but Mandatory Overtime Podcast. Shout out to you. It's entitled "Year." He says, "Year, what up, Barack Bro Obama and my Kyrie Irving." Oh, okay. And my Kyrie Irving. He says, still working out that one, working on that one. He says, "Doppelgangers. Y'all niggas was laughing mad hard when I shared my lookalike, Ice Cube, last time I wrote in." Like Ice Pick.
And we was like, Ice Cube who? Melted Ice Cube.
LOL, I didn't make it up. Anywho, what up with your man's D'Angelo, though? Oh, who are you talking about?
D'Angelo?
D'Angelo. I don't know. Proud Boys.
You're getting political.
No. He talking about what's his name? Jack Harlow.
What do you do now?
So he was on a podcast, and the person on the podcast asked him. So they were talking about like how white musicians, they come out in like black music, and then once they get on, they kind of go wider.
Oh, like Post Malone?
Post Malone.
He's sitting out there with a guitar now.
Pink did it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But he was like, nah, I got blacker.
Who said that?
Jack Harlow said it.
Damn, why he mess? Tell him to chill out.
It's too late.
His albums are too good, man.
That's what I say, too. I like his, especially that one CD he came out with. I think it was his first album, whatever.
The white cover. No, it wasn't.
The one, because he had a track with Snoop on there. I guess it was the one that he came out with.
The last one.
No, the first one. Because I think he came out with two rap albums, and then this one is like a Neo Soul album.
Oh, I didn't hear the new one.
Yeah, so he didn't call him D'Angelo. He's D'Angelo, like Anglo-Saxon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he said. Proud Boys to Men, Brian McWhite. This one was funny. I did hear this one. IRS-1, Music Stole Child.
Oh.
Any thoughts on the Jack Harlow situation? Calling the album Monica, that was wild too.
Yeah.
Do y'all feel like that's a dog whistle? It's a dog whistle to black people. Because I don't know if white people would get that right off top. Go ahead, play it louder.
I'm sorry.
Put it louder. Just put it right in the goddamn mic.
I'm sorry.
Y'all know I ain't fucking with him calling his album that. Yeah, he still hasn't came out and said why he called it Monica.
So why does he mean? I mean, well,
Do you hear what Monica?
Why do we think he called it Monica? Is it Monica Lewinsky or Monica the singer?
No, it's my nigga.
Oh shit,
Monica, my nigga.
Nah,
that's because I've seen that on social media before. Like people are saying they put Monica, but they really mean my nigga.
So he's canceling himself out. Like he ending his career by doing that.
He gotta come out with a reason why. The explain away. You know what I'm saying? If not, he just like you say, he canceling himself out.
Like he don't care no more. He think he got enough people that's gonna listen to him that he could say whatever he want to say there. If that's what it really means,
Monica.
Yeah, he don't care.
But for him to like, I get what he meant when he said he went blacker, because he started doing like neo soul type music or whatever, like
real R&B. Name of the album.
Yeah. I get that. But sometimes people just hit, you know, try for shit and it just don't land. But like, you can do that shit. Like when Nas was trying to name his album Nigga,
yeah,
I didn't like that. I don't know. I just didn't like that, because you're gonna be selling that shit in. This one, CDs was out. So you selling this shit in Sam Goody or whatever, and it's called Nigga. You like, I'm glad somebody told, you know, they wouldn't put it out with that name. Mm-hmm. But somebody should have been in his corner to tell him, nah, not Monica.
Yeah, I hope it means something else.
I hope he was like say. I hope he says he's like paying homage to Monica the singer or something.
What? When this came out? This week?
This clip. It had to come out last week.
All right, so I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, the clip came out like last. You want me to play the clip?
No, I'm talking about the
album
itself. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't know when the album came out because I don't want to hear no damn white boy sing R&B right now.
Why? You listen to John B?
No, I don't.
Everybody listen to John B.
I was too young for that shit when that came out.
Come on, man. It's still played on the radio.
Yeah,
now.
They did, but I that wasn't my shit. What year John B came out?
Come on, man. 2000.
John B came out in 2000?
He came out before, but
yeah, he
got
before.
Popular. That album was like 2000, 2001.
Maybe
98.
Yeah, late 90s.
Yeah, 98.
Nah, I was heavy rap music then. Heavy rap music then.
So you don't like no white?
No, I don't say I don't like them, but I'm not going to listen to it like that. I ain't going to listen to it like that.
Justin Timberlake?
Suit and tie?
I'm bringing something back.
Nah, not that.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't like that. Timberland sold a soul to the white man. He sold a culture to the white man.
No,
man.
He did.
He did with Justin Timberlake.
With Fergie?
He could have Fergie, Nelly Furtado. He could have gave that song to Usher. He could have gave Suit and Tie to Usher, but no, he gave it to fucking Justin Timberlake after what he did to Janet Jackson.
What you mean after Janet Jackson did to him?
No, he pulled a titty out and she got in trouble.
No, that's because she blamed it on him.
No, she didn't blame it on nothing. She was just like, it was a wardrobe malfunction. And Justin was like, he ain't said shit.
Yeah, he was like, because he didn't want to give up. He didn't want to rat.
He did rat. He ain't said shit. He could have came to her defense. He
was like, she told me it would be big.
He could what?
Like that? It'll get a lot of people onto us.
It did.
But
you know that was planned because she had a sun nipple ring going around.
Her arm didn't even go up to cover it until after it was all the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she didn't.
I was stunned. I remember that happened in like had to be like 2003.
I was like, oh, that's real.
Yeah,
that's real because I'm drooling.
that's a shadow.
It's a shadow of a nipple.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He said, I've been watching this new Jason Bateman show on HBO called DTF St. Louis. Have y'all
Oh, I guess he ain't listened to our episodes. He
hasn't, yeah. Seen it? Weird show, but great acting in it. I don't think it's a weird show. You think it's a weird show?
Nah, it gives you the Ozark feel though, still to me.
Yeah. I think it's
the coldness of it looked like it's in a cold area.
You know, I don't think you might not have heard this part, but one of the characters, did you see the kissing scene?
Which kissing scene?
After the diner?
The guy in the parking lot? Yeah.
All right. So the guy that he kissed, he said everybody's life looks normal across the street. And I like that. That was a cold ass line. Cause like, you know, you see people go in the house, come out, they go into work, whatever.
Yeah,
it looked like a regular life, but then you go inside, like, these motherfucking weirdos, like, that's why I'm looking at this show, like, it ain't really a weirdo show, like, it's really just a wife trying to step out and the homeboy trying to step out.
Oh, I guess they don't give it
up. No, that's early. That's early.
You see the maneuvers they doing?
What do you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
What maneuvers?
The hotel maneuvers.
Ah, yeah. I got asked about that, man.
Well, would you?
Nah, I
they
can't
asked,
do
would
it.
You?
Yeah, they tried. Yeah, I can't.
They tried it on you.
Nah, they won't.
Yeah, they tried it.
I can't do that, bro. I can't put them up like that, cuz. No sirree, Bob. No sirree, Bob.
Oh, everybody could go watch this now.
Watch it. The maneuver. Man, I was watching that scene. So you saw that part. Did you see when she was explaining her husband's problem?
Yeah.
And you know, they showed a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
I was at work watching that at
and
my
it
desk
popped up
and it
on
popped
your screen?
Up. I was like, God, man, these motherfuckers gonna think I'm they gonna think I'm
you was like this.
Nah, I was watching on this.
Oh,
I was watching it on this.
So do you throw it down? Well, you gonna look for it? You gonna look for it? You gonna you gonna look for it?
What? Look for what?
The picture of it.
No, this for something else.
Oh.
No. This for something coming up else. Nah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he also says, and this goes into one thing I wanted to talk about today too.
Mm-hmm.
He says LaRosha shit pissed me off Because the way he responded to the backlash, LOL, I'm always here to see how creative social media gets when they hate. So that shit has definitely been entertaining. I'll holler at y'all. Peace. DJ Highstar. Shout out to you, DJ Highstar. I'm going to play this shit too. Hold on. Let me get it up first. And this shit right here.
LaRussell.
So, okay, so you don't know who LaRussell is?
Hell no.
So LaRussell is a Bay Area rapper. He pretty young. He, I found out him because he was on Earn Your Leisure podcast. You know what that is?
No.
So Earn Your Leisure, their podcast, they talk about like building businesses and stuff like that. They have people on that build their own business or been successful in like stock markets or whatever, whatever. So he was on there a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, who this dude is? And he was talking about how he sells his own music. He has his own concerts in his backyard. And he do everything on his own. You know what I'm saying? If he sell merch, you can choose how much you want to pay. Mm-hmm. If he sell an album, you can choose how much you want to pay. You know what I'm saying? So recently he came out. He did an album. He was like, he was trying to get to 100,000 albums or whatever.
Yeah.
To sell 100,000 albums on his own.
Is he good?
Yeah, I like his music. I like his freestyles too. He make positive music, whatever. So I think I paid $10 for his album, whatever. But like some people, I want to say like, what was it, Kyrie?
Oh, so you got to buy his album?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not on streaming platforms?
A lot of his music is on streaming, but like his latest album,
yeah,
you buy it. You know what I'm saying? So he sold it. He sold it. I think Kyrie paid like $10,000 for an album. Somebody else paid like $20,000 for an album because you could choose how much you want to pay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how it was or whatever. And then recently he signed with Roc Nation, like distribution and marketing or whatever.
That's why you like him.
No, this. But I'm telling you, I knew about him years ago. Yeah. He just signed to Roc Nation like right before the Super Bowl. Then he got, so the Super Bowl was in San Francisco this past year. And he was one of the opening acts for the Super Bowl because he from the Bay. He, you know, up and coming in the Bay or whatever.
Yeah.
So he always does these concerts in his yard. Like people like Juvenile and being out there. Lil Jon, like a lot of West Coast rappers. Like just a lot of people go out there and perform with him. They do songs together and all kind of stuff.
Damn, how big is his yard?
I mean, it's just like a regular backyard, but it just started getting bigger and bigger and bigger with people coming.
That's dope.
So you know what I'm saying? So he's one of my like favorite new artists just because of his demeanor. He try to be positive. He still rap about, you know, shit. He ain't like what's my man? He ain't like D1 where he's super Christian.
Yeah.
But he still rap about shit. He cuss or whatever, but he try to be positive, young dude. Build his own shit. Mm-hmm. So this past week, he was doing a concert, and I'll just play the clip of what happened there. All right, here we go.
I made this record.
Oh, shit.
And I sent it off.
Damn.
To my engineer.
Let me start.
And he calls me. I made this record and I sent it off to my engineer, and he calls me. He said, man, you probably shouldn't put this out. I said, why? What the hell happened? He said, you know, you talking about Epstein, there's a lot of shit going on. And I said, thank you for calling me. I'm finna drop this. That's exactly why we need it. Because everybody sit and be silent. And the goal of an artist is to express the times and discuss, say all the things that nobody else wanna say or know how to say. I'm not perfect. And neither is the president. Was guiltier than a nigga hiding evidence. You can't be mad that they heated if you don't let them vent. Even the devil was heaven sent. Even Malcolm was heaven sent. Even Martin was heaven sent. Even Kanye was heaven sent. We all heaven sent. Donald too. We all heaven sent. Epstein too. We all heaven sent. Adolf too. We all heaven sent. Even you. We all heaven sent. I made this.
Adolf too.
That's cool. That's cool and all that.
What do you think about that?
I ain't got too much on it.
You ain't got nothing on it?
Nah, I mean,
for him saying Adolf is a heaven sent?
That was clever how he put all that together, but guess what? Those wasn't good people either.
That's the point. That's what everybody, so it got so bad for him, He's deleted all his social media.
Yeah, they on
his ass.
Well,
I don't know if he deleted, but he's deactivated it.
They on his ass.
Yeah, they are on his ass. They on his top, mm-hmm. like the young people say. They on his top.
Yeah, I understand that. But I mean, I think he was just trying to come up with something clever.
Because
it didn't make sense. I mean, it made sense in a way, but in another way, it was like,
what's the way
think he's going for clickbait, if you want to put
it. No,
like
I don't think he's going for clickbait at all. I think it's his. I don't know if you are, but some people are. They believe that God created all people.
Yeah.
They gave them their talents. They gave them their height and all of this. And it was, you know, he can shoot basketball good because God gave him that talent.
Yeah.
You know, he can paint real good because God gave him that talent. You know what I'm saying?
My part is he's downplaying the worst of the bad of the people. It's downplaying the bad and the good people.
Now, I haven't listened to his response yet, but to me, I think he's one of the people that believes God made everybody,
mm-hmm.
and everybody is made by God for a reason. So whatever Epstein's reason is, God, you don't know. But he was heaven sent to get everybody together. Adolf.
All right.
Even the president. And you was heaven sent.
Yep.
No matter what bad you did in the world.
I ain't do no bad like them
it
now.
It served a good purpose. Even me, when I rolled past you, you was on the side of the road. It served a purpose.
You know why I was heaven sent?
God did.
I was the one helping them people out of the car. You rolled by.
Yeah. And so I rolled by. So that did something to you to make you wipe your forehead harder or something. I don't know.
Definitely made me wipe my forehead.
We all heaven sent. That's what I think his thinking is or whatever. I don't think he really do stuff to go viral. Cause he been doing stuff like that for a while, like little speeches before he do his songs or whatever. Yeah. But I think he's in the mind frame, one of them people where God made everybody, good or bad. Like he said, he made the devil. He made everybody.
You know what that whole speech might have been?
What was that?
It sound cool and clever in his head. But
in your head,
when that shit came out, he was like,
one thing.
Let me delete my damn Facebook.
When you talk to people, When you think about stuff and you're thinking about talking to people,
mm-hmm.
you got to realize that the average person is dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Most people are C students. Most people are C students. C is average.
Okay.
The rest of the people are lower than C. It's a few A's and B's. You got to make it dumb because people don't think deep. Man, if you're trying to be too deep, you're going to lose them.
A lot of people hear in mono and not stereo.
This nigga here, who you heard that at? Where you heard that
at? I just made it right then. What do you mean?
Oh.
A lot of people could see in 2D, but
the universe.
Some people see in 3D.
The universe flows in Technicolor and surround sound. You know where I get that from?
No, I don't know.
I get that from Combat Jack. Shout out to Combat Jack.
R.I.P. to Combat
Jack. R.I.P. to Combat Jack. Yeah, get ready for combat. But yeah, most people are dumb as fuck.
I'm not giving him the pass for that.
Oh, he get a pass from me. He do too much good.
Okay now.
He do too much good.
Okay.
He was heaven sent.
You know what's cool? Used to give out turkeys in Chicago.
Who?
R. Kelly.
Fuck R. Kelly.
Yeah, you say he did good.
He was heaven sent.
He's heaven sent. Right. So listen to him.
R. Kelly too. I don't believe in heaven sent. I believe you just was born just by, like, if your mama would have took that left instead of that right, you would have been a totally different person.
You would have been on the sheets.
You could have been on sheets. you would have been on her back.
You would have been on a curtain and a guy walking out of the room.
I think it's all by chance. But R. Kelly was heaven sent.
Yeah.
Adolf too.
Yeah, that's crazy though. I think they just mad because he's downplaying all that.
I didn't even see the response. He made a response. I saw a little bit of it, but I think he just tried to go deep in. Next time, listen. You know, we talk about people being celebrities and they don't have a people to like stop them. He got that nigga and he did not listen. He said his engineer said not to put this out. I don't think this should be. I don't think my engineer said I don't think you should put this out.
So the song.
Here come this new song.
So that speech he said. That was the song like that?
Yeah, that was the song. Oh. Yeah, his engineer was right.
Yeah, he shouldn't. Yeah. Well, nah, he should have put it on the album.
No.
He shouldn't have sang it out loud until.
No. What would you think?
Because if you brought the album.
What would you think?
Boom.
What would you think?
Because you'll be happy.
No. What would you think? You see what I'm saying? You ever seen that dude?
No.
That white dude?
No.
He'll be like, you know how like in English, a lot of words like look the same, but they have like different pronunciations.
Okay.
So he'll be like going through a list of words that like have the same spelling and the same pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Then he'll say the third word. It's like he teaching somebody. And they'll say it just like the other two words.
Okay.
But it'll be a different pronunciation. And when they say it the wrong way, he'd be like, no. What would you think? That's, and then he'll go in and explain how, but it makes no sense at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think of a word.
Yeah, I guess I had to be there.
Yeah, like, not like here. Like here.
Like there.
Here, and then pair. Pair spell P-E-A-R, but it's pronounced pair, but here is H-E-A-R, and they pronounce differently, like that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but it's funny. Okay. You got to see it.
You got to be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be there.
You got to see it.
It didn't piss me off, the LaRussell shit back at the High Star email. It didn't piss me off, but... I wish he would have listened to his engineer because I like him. And he ain't Ray McKee. So
wait.
What?
Nah, let him put it out. He gonna get more people to buy his shit now. More people's gonna listen. So.
No, I mean, it's out.
He doing right. Yeah, he doing right.
I mean, the album is already out.
Yeah, but you know how big the album's gonna be after it hits social media?
What?
Like, people didn't even know who he was before. Now they know who he is.
But I don't think those people are gonna go and buy his album.
They might listen to a streaming platform or something like that.
But it's not on streaming platforms.
No, his regular stuff. His
other stuff. Yeah, I got you.
I didn't know who he was until this.
You never heard of him?
No, never.
Damn. I'll be sharing this shit too. Anyway. we got a email from Relationship Status Podcast.
Okay. Shout out to Yogi.
Yeah. He says, just tapping in and segment idea. He said, what's up, fellas? Hope y'all had a good week. Great show last week, as always. What y'all watching? I'm all caught up on Paradise. The last episode was really good. L, I agree with B. This season of Hijack was better than season one, even though I think they should have dove deeper into what actually happened to the son in the hit and run accident. So it was a hit and run. Yeah. I still don't remember them showing the hit and run.
No, they never showed it. They slowly kept on talking about it.
He says, the pit is amazing. I'm all caught up there. If you haven't watched, you're missing it. Yeah, I ain't watched yet. I don't know how I feel about hot hospital shows. Because I never watched like Grey's Anatomy or nothing like that. I did used to watch House, though.
House was good.
Yeah. Even though it was like, he was, I guess, the smartest person on the fucking planet.
Yeah, but.
Because he always would figure.
His little drug habit made it even like better because it made him more of a real person.
He did have a habit. So he says, I have an idea for a segment. The segment is called Dear Pod. Each episode you introduce a letter written in the first person from the perspective of a character or from a movie or TV show, but written as if they're living in modern day. The letter would avoid obvious details that reveal the time period or storyline, making it more difficult to guess the movie or show. In the letter, the character writes in with a dilemma that reflects a core conflict from their story, but framed in a relatable real-world way. Y'all then, one, respond with genuine advice as if it's a real listen. Two, break down the situation from different angles. Three, either you guesses the character and imposes it to the listeners before revealing the answer on the next episode. He said, here's the first one to start it off.
Okay.
All right. He said, Dear Pod, I built something from the ground up. Something that changed my life and put my family in a better position. I did it my way, stayed disciplined, and never cut corners when it came to how I operated. But now I'm realizing that the higher I climb, the more attention I attract from people who want what I have and people who want to take me down. The people closest to me are starting to enjoy the lifestyle a little too much, and it's making me uncomfortable. I've always believed in moving in silence, but now I feel like I'm losing control of that. How do you maintain power and success without letting in outside noise or even your own circle?
I know who it is.
Become your downfall. This one is easy for you for two gurus like yourself, LOL. Once again, keep up the great work. Holla at y'all next week with the answer.
I know who it is.
Who?
It's Patrick, St. Patrick. Power.
Nah, I don't think it's power. It could be that.
And then they use the word power in the last sentence.
No.
Yes, they did. Second sentence. Second to last sentence.
How do you maintain power and success? That's a good catch. I was thinking Franklin Saint from Snowfall.
Oh, yeah. Close.
Because he said, I built something from the ground up.
Yeah.
And Franklin built it brick by brick.
Yeah.
And he said that something that changed my life and put my family in a better position.
The people enjoying it around me.
Yeah.
And that first season, which I only seen the first couple episodes of the season, they started partying and, you know, showing the money off and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he said, the higher I climb, the more attention I attract from people who want what I have.
We gonna see.
He's gonna email it.
I think it's either
James St. Patrick or
Franklin.
But
we didn't answer the question, but I'd rather just us come up with it.
What do you mean? Come up with the advice?
Yeah, he's asking for advice. I just want to come up with the person.
Yeah. I'd rather just come up with a character because I don't want to give advice to a TV show character.
That make more money than us?
Yeah. yeah, we'd rather guess. That's what I think it is. But I mean, the genuine advice, this sounds like something illegal. So if they want what I got, just kill them.
What?
Yeah, if you're doing something illegal, just kill them. Get them out of the way. Kill them and cause fear.
No, it's supposed to be realistic.
Like, kill them and cause fear.
Dag, man.
What do you mean?
Kill anybody?
What would you think? I'm heaven sent. Shit. Adolf too.
It's okay. Heaven sent.
Man. I'm heaven sent. So what? It was a purpose to what I did. If I'm gonna kill him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You don't show no mercy.
Hey.
Yeah.
I got you.
Because even Satan was heaven sent. let's see. Thank you for the email, Yoshi.
Yep.
DJBlazeshow@gmail.com. Who y'all think he was talking about? I think he was talking about I think that was Franklin St. Patrick.
No.
I mean Franklin Saint.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I done put them together
like Jeopardy. Yeah. Let's see what else happened this week. I guess we'll get into a little death.
Oh.
Yeah, speaking of killing. This one hurt my heart really the most out of the people that died this week. Keke Shepherd.
Yeah, man. Rub the
Keke
log.
Keke Shepherd died.
Rub the log. Remember that?
Yeah, Miss Keke Shepherd died from co-host of Apollo. Showtime at the Apollo, she died. Her name is LaSheryl Smith.
Dang,
no, that's her rep. That's her rep. Her name is Keke Shepherd. That's her name.
Okay.
She suffered a massive heart attack in L.A. on Monday, adding her passing was completely unexpected. She was on Apollo from 87 to 2002.
Damn.
Yep.
And she was squeaky clean, man. You didn't hear nothing,
about her. Yep.
She wasn't all that fine. Like, he used to, you know, stop everything and want everybody to... Keke Shepherd. Oh, look at her. She's coming out. She wasn't that good looking, but I mean.
What you mean? She was classy.
She was classy.
Yeah. She was on A Different World, Baywatch Nights, NYPD Blue, Everybody Hates Chris.
Dang.
Grey's Anatomy and Mind Your Business. She also appeared in the film Blackjack Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Miss Keke Shepherd.
She had to
man.
Play the background in all of those shows.
Yeah, just a little, you know, oh, that's Keke.
She didn't walk out strutting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sinbad talking about,
I wonder if she was like a producer or something. Cause she ain't really, I mean, she came out and, good night, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She did that. She, show your love. Cleveland.
Kiki Shepherd.
The top fruit. Yeah, shout out to Kiki Shepherd. Somebody else who died was Chuck Norris.
Word, Chuck Norris, man. Died. Oh, man. People going crazy, man. They mad.
Who mad?
There's people mad, man.
Okay, explain.
They said that Chuck Norris went to the hospital and they let him go. And then he died.
Oh. Well, he was heaven sent.
He's in karate heaven.
Nah, he might be in karate hell. Fuck Chuck Norris.
Why? He said something crazy?
He was racist. He's in
Walker.
He's in trouble.
Walker hell?
Yeah, he in Walker. He in. he in hell.
No, he ain't.
He was heaven sent to hell. He was a racist.
He
I
was?
Didn't know it. Yeah, he was a big racist. I didn't know.
Nah, he couldn't have been.
He could, why? Because he got one black friend? He wore black boots.
Who's his black friend?
Jimmy Walker, Texas Ranger. Ba-doom-psh. Get it? Jimmy Walker. Hold on. Where we at? I think that was heaven sent, man.
Nah, man. You can't find that.
My jokes, too.
Find the button, man.
I can't see. Keep talking.
It don't even count. If you can't find the button when it happens, don't even worry
about it. Don't worry about it. Late, better late than never? No?
Yeah, but I never heard that, though. I never heard he was racist. He looked racist.
You never heard that?
No.
No.
That ain't it.
I got to do the loser horn?
Yeah, so it got to be the whatever, but. So where'd you hear this that he was racist? There we go.
Late, better late than never. Where did I hear that? Yeah. The same place, social media. It was like he was a big Trump supporter.
Man, come on. The social media said he could bench press cars too.
He could. You want to know why?
Because he's Chuck Norris. They used to say all sorts of crazy stuff.
Because he's heaven sent.
Rain never falls on Chuck Norris when he walks through the
Yeah, rain never storm. Falls on Chuck Norris. He causes gravity to do it. Yeah, the Chuck Norris jokes was good back in the day. I didn't know that he was hell sent, though. Yeah.
I guess we know that the name of this episode, huh?
Nah, I got two names. I might do heaven sent.
You know you're going to do that.
Nah, I might do Adolf, too. When that nigga said that, I was like, this nigga wild. So, Adolf, too. Even Martin was heaven sent.
Hey, man, talk about paper planes, man.
Even make it. Huh?
Talk about paper planes.
What happened with paper planes?
Well, I'm be in the building around July 11. What are you doing?
Where you going?
I'm going to be in New York.
What are you doing? Oh, you going?
I'm
going
to be there, but I don't know. I want to go to the concert, too. I'm supposed to be
Which
going
one
to
you want to go to?
They're both, one's the 10th and one's the 11th.
Which one? What I mean, which one would you prefer to go to?
I don't know. I might have to do the 10th if I can pull it off.
But I'm saying, like, which album would you want to go to? Because, you know, it's doing two different albums.
It don't matter.
Oh, okay.
It don't matter.
I probably won't be able to make it. Oh, what we're referring to is, so it's the 25th anniversary of
Blueprint,
and the 30th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt. Mm-hmm. And Jay is doing a concert, back to back days.
Yeah.
For each of those albums. So.
Also, the 11th is a big BBS Boys party.
The 11th.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, that's why you going
to
there.
I was already planning to go there for that.
Oh, you going to shoot content and stuff?
No, I'm just going.
You're going to have fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The BBS got the gold BBSs on them.
Yeah, man, they had an event yesterday.
Where?
Philly Steak Cheese Run, 4th annual.
It was in Philly?
Yeah, I'll show you some pictures.
Speaking of Philly, Hov going to be headlining the Roots Picnic.
And the Roots Picnic, yeah. Man, you ain't going none of them. I'm surprised, baby.
Them prices. I don't like festivals. I would go to the one of those concerts, though.
Why you don't like festivals? You don't want to get your shoes dirty?
Exactly.
So what about the Durag Fest?
It was different.
Yeah,
it was different.
Okay.
It wasn't really a shoot, because they had like inside stuff, outside
That's
stuff.
That's coming back up, too.
Really? It was warm last time.
It's about to, I think that was in May.
But I think it was May, yeah. Because it was just now starting to really get warm.
Yeah.
I'm about to... See, I had to go get a lay of the land last time.
You going early this time?
Early in the day?
Yeah, because you was a little late last time, right?
Nah, we got that pretty good time, I think. I think we did, but it was dope. Shout out to B-Mac, me and B-Mac winning, whatever. Yeah.
I might have to pull it off. if it's not the second?
I can't remember. I had to look in my camera and see when it was. Okay. It was though. It was fun though. Right. I think we did VIP too. I think we got VIP.
If I go, I'm going with waves.
Just go with the durag.
Cutting the hair off, go with waves.
Just throw the durag.
Bring the waves back.
You gotta have some fly clothes though. Durag Fest, the clothing is you know, they got, you know, people have flowers all on their clothes.
I'm gonna have to have my daughter make me something.
Yeah, that's
all,
it.
All those jerseys I got, I have to cut it up.
Your daughter ain't never said that am I going to durag fest?
She always had to work. But she's that kind of person.
That's her demographic.
That's her lane.
That's her demographic. Yep. The way she dresses and stuff, that's her demographic.
The gold teeth and that's her all the way.
The big pants with fluff out at the bottom, exactly. That's her right
you
there,
you must
boy.
See my daughter a lot.
I seen it at one time. I got it. I make prejudiced decisions about people off of one meeting. And that's what I did with her. So, you know, if anybody see me one time and say he look like he does illegal stuff.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Okay.
Because it might be true. You know, you look like you sell dope. That guy?
Yeah. she definitely is.
Yeah, she one of them. Yeah. But yeah. Shout out to her. But yeah. Man, you know why we shout her out?
Why?
Because she heaven sent.
Oh, my gosh.
Eight off two. Let's see what else happened.
Every Monday, catch the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast on all streaming platforms, and also catch it, the DJ Blaze Show on YouTube.
Oh, you know what else we didn't talk about? We watch a lot of TV and stuff.
Oh,
and movies, the Oscars.
Yeah, man, that was special.
Did you watch?
No.
You didn't watch any? No. I watched some of it. Yeah.
I was at work.
I meant to watch Sunday night.
I thought it was Monday.
No, the Oscars came out Sunday night, I thought. I'm pretty sure it came out Sunday night.
Oh, okay. I might have been in the bed then.
Yeah. I meant to watch Marty Supreme because that was kind of like up against. And I did watch. Did we say what we thought about one battle after another?
That's with Tiana Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about it.
What did you say about it?
It was a good movie.
You thought it was a good movie?
Yeah.
I didn't really like it.
But at the same time, going against sinners.
No, I ain't saying going against sinners. I'm just saying, how did you like it?
Oh, it was cool. Yeah. I wouldn't watch it again.
Me either.
The acting in it was good. I like Sean Penn in anything.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I don't know if I should say what I want to say.
Oh, boy. Go ahead. They already canceled us.
We ain't canceled.
15 episodes ago, where we made fun of the Walk It Out guy.
Walk It Out guy?
Yeah. DJ Unk.
And what? That was 15. That was more than 15. What'd I say? We walked out the hill?
We went in. We played the music. We danced in here and all sorts of stuff, man.
I mean, we haven't seen. I didn't understand how Tiana Taylor got all those awards.
Not for that.
For anything.
She wasn't even in the whole movie.
Did she have sex? She had sex with Sean Penn in that movie, right?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's how she got in there. Monsters Ball.
She got Monsters Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Halle. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, she didn't.
And then to follow that up with, what was that movie, Rip? Remember the movie Rip?
Yeah, but she was in that?
Yeah, you know the movie with the things in the wall?
With the drug bust.
Was it drugs or was it just money?
It was money, I'm sorry.
Money in the wall, yeah. Yeah, she was in that. She was one of the cops.
Yeah, she wasn't. Man,
she's not a good actress.
Look at that. I don't even remember.
She's an average actress. And I don't take, you know, I like Tiana Taylor. She's very creative. She can dance. She can sing.
You know what it is?
What? Her abs.
Last year, it was what? Tiffany Haddish. It was like, oh, she's the best around.
Last year?
Or was that the year before?
Tiffany Haddish been canceled for like 3 years.
Okay, so 3 years ago.
It was all on her dick.
There hasn't been no black person, no black female in between it. Has it?
Yes.
Who?
I'm pretty sure.
Besides the one that's from South Carolina, the dark-skinned one.
Viola.
Viola.
Get it right, nigga.
Yeah.
You hate women. Don't even know that. She's from South Carolina.
Shout out to Shell Poison. I know, but I'm not from South Carolina, so it don't matter to me.
True. has there been another woman?
In between.
I think Viola was before. I mean, there has been some people that, not like super popular like Tiffany Haddish, though.
They're looking for that big black female star.
To go, yeah. You're probably right.
At one time it was...
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Then it was Queen Latifah.
Did that Queen Latifah? Yeah, it probably was.
Oh, she was big at one time.
I think it was going to be Monique one time, too. But she messed it up.
Yeah. When what movie is that?
Precious.
Precious, yep. We might be on to something.
I'm trying to think who the other Viola Davis. Oh, what's my lady?
From
Angela Bassett.
Yeah, I was going to say Stella got a groove back.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
I think she kind of in it now because she got nominated for Black Panther 2. She's on that show, 911. I don't know if she's still on it, but she was like the leading actress on that show.
Regina King was last year, right?
Regina King was up there.
She was like last year.
Was Taraji ever? She was as big to the blacks.
She's as big to us.
Big to the blacks. Big to the black. Big to the blacks really don't mean nothing.
It don't get you too far. Bro.
No, it don't get you too far. Big to the blacks get you $500,000 a movie until Tyler Perry do something. That for real. Like you could, like, I bet you if you said Taraji or maybe Regina Hall, white people wouldn't know who Regina Hall is.
Yeah, they won't.
I don't think
they still don't know who she is.
If you be like, what was her name? Brenda from Scary Movie? They might know Brenda from Scary Movie, but I don't think they know nothing else about Regina Hall.
Yeah, you're right.
Even though I love her.
Why? Oh, that kind? That kind of love?
I love her acting.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you're taking it to a place that I'm not taking it, beloved.
No, I just asked. I was like, huh? Wait, yeah. I didn't know that.
So the Oscars was here. It was Sinners won some awards. I think Ryan Coogler won like Best Director. A best screenplay or something like that. Mm. Michael B. Jordan won
Oscar for
best actor.
Best lead.
I think he won the best lead or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I'm proud of him. Shout out to him. But back when he was in Black Panther, I'm sorry.
I liked him in Black Panther, man.
The one scene when he was like
Auntie.
I hated that.
I know you hated that.
Hey, Auntie, I did not like that.
But that was
That was the writing, true indeed. And then when he said Iraq, oh my God, the way he said that, they should have cut that out.
Iraq.
Nigga, what? Come on, man.
It's the acting, man. It was just the acting.
It was, yeah, but he did good in this, though. I liked him in this. But yeah, so he won the Oscar, and then after the Oscar, he went to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah,
he was celebrating or whatever.
That was dope.
People were saying, why did he go to In-N-Out Burger? And they were saying that because they don't serve food there or whatever, right? But then one of the Baldwin brothers came out and he was like, you went to In-N-Out Burger. And he started winking, whatever, after your big win. Now it's like a big conspiracy. Well, not a big conspiracy, but a conspiracy that whoever like is about to be the next one up, they go to In-N-Out Burger. It's like a little ritual or something.
For real?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull it up. Because they was going in on him on the comments, calling him racist or whatever.
Come on, man.
But then when he said it, I was like, man, it's some stuff that's going on, man. I ain't no conspiracy theory, nigga.
I was wondering why he went to In-N-Out Burger, too.
Yeah, the first thing I saw was that he was just hungry. Because, you know what I'm saying?
He said, hey, I got to grab you something real quick. I think it was dope. Just the fact that he was in there with regular people.
Yeah.
He was among the norm. And he was carrying it with him. Carrying the Oscar with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His security was dressed nice. Yeah. He got a hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Michael B. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick.
I like the scene where he was sitting down and he was biting a burger and he had the Oscar in one hand. I wish I was the guy to get that one picture. I still haven't seen that one picture yet, but.
What picture now?
There's a scene where he's sitting at the table and he takes a bite of the burger. And he's holding an Oscar in his hand. I want to know who got that picture.
Oh, he might be selling that.
The picture? It got to be in a magazine or something. Somebody had to get it because there's too many cameras in there. I wish I was the one to get that picture.
Mm.
You know how much you get paid for a picture if you do it the right way?
$72.
No, man. Oh. You got to frame it and put it out or sell the content to a certain platform. You can make money off of pictures sometimes.
Did you you watch Cam and Them podcast?
No.
You ever see clips?
Yeah, I have.
So Cam and Mace had Shine on.
Yeah, I seen that.
The podcast.
Yeah.
And Shine basically was like, he intimated that he dated Brandy, which is Ray J's sister.
Yeah, but catch the wording when they were saying it, though.
Yeah.
He never said it. He just said he was fond of her.
And they kind of chuckled because he was like, he said something like, I didn't know you were dating her because y'all kept it, you know, under wraps.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And Ray J didn't like it. He didn't like the little joking or whatever.
You ain't got the rant, do you? You got the rant?
Yeah, that's what I was trying. I thought I had it saved.
Oh, I need that. That he was the movement of the hips and all that, what he said he was going to do.
So Ray J didn't like it. He didn't appreciate it. I know they didn't take it down.
He's sticking up for his sister.
Yeah, he is. I stick up for my sister like that too, but not in that way.
Not those words.
Maybe not those words.
He didn't have something else to say.
Let me see if I can find it.
But that's not the first time he said, you know, outlandish stuff.
Yeah, that's probably is the most outlandish thing. But he did say, you know, when he was the thing that really saved the Breakfast Club when he
with Fab.
Did the thing with Fab, and he said he got booty goons.
He got booty goons
coming. Yeah. I'm trying to find a clip where it's not nobody talking over it.
That's gonna be hard.
Yeah, at this point.
Cause it's the regular source is probably taken down already and everybody just done.
And I think it is.
Everybody else grabbed it.
Let me see.
I think that's it.
No, I don't know if it's the.
Let's just do it.
All right, hold up. This might be it. This might be it.
I know where y'all at. Y'all better pull y'all panties up.
Set off.
Yeah.
What happened with Brandy and everything?
Man.
Let's just do it. Listen, let's do it. We're dealing with Brandy.
Let me switch my glass.
You know what happened?
I'm talking about Brandy.
Brandy, right. Poor kid, Brooklyn, watching MTV, watching Moesha, watching her on BET. And, you know, as a dream, I'm like, man, if she was to know Shine, I got that.
Right.
Nigga, all three of y'all is like the Three Stooges, nigga. And y'all looking real attractive. So when I see y'all niggas, y'all better not have that skirt on, nigga. Y'all better pull y'all panties up. You know what I'm saying? For real. I see y'all. I know where y'all at. I know where y'all at. Y'all be slipping too in Vegas, walking around the wind. Acting like y'all winning. Nigga get some money and have to do 5,000 shows. Fucking bitch. Fuck y'all niggas. Ho ass niggas. Give you a venereal, nigga.
Oh. Oh, the music stopped on that one.
Terrible is crazy. Hold on, let me charge the computer. Punks? We're Bussy Baby. We're Back Shots. Y'all come in and get some too, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Come in and get some of this.
Oh, what?
Get some of this Cameron ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he said he can call the homies on and they gonna run a train on Cameron ass.
Get some of this.
Yeah, get some of this Cameron ass.
He was doing the humping motion on the
original
video.
Yeah, he was, man. He was. But Brandy came out and was like, you know, she don't, you know, appreciate them comments. And then I don't know if Ray J apologized. I don't think he should apologize.
Nah, he's not going to apologize. Why?
No, why should he apologize?
Yeah, why? He didn't apologize for that first thing with Fab.
No, he did. He was like, I was tripping. Yeah, they had him on again. He was like, he was tripping him.
How many years later was it?
It probably was a couple years later, yes. But, you know, he's like, man, you know, them West Coast niggas be wild, man. Who the fuck you think you talking? Yeah, them niggas be wild. We got the Lambo outside, two Rolls Royces. We got an indoor pool, but outdoor pool.
You know why he got mad at Fab, though?
Why?
Because they had a, it was like a video of Ray J was singing at Floyd Mayweather's house.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So Fab, you know, just said, yeah, they got Ray J in here singing or something like that.
That nigga Fab lying. I smacked that nigga. Asking. Asking. I'll smack that nigga Fab.
One wish, man.
Yeah.
One wish.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious, but yeah. Ray J said he's going to give Cameron a venereal disease.
The music stopped on
in
that
his ass. That's scary. That might be the most scary thing a nigga could tell you. I'm going to give you a venereal disease in your ass. That's all the news. Oh, yeah, that's all the news I got, man, for the day. We do have a scam of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, we do got courtesy of you. Let's get this scam of the week going. Hold on.
You said courtesy of me?
Yeah, you put it in there.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
So that music means it's our scam of the week. And this week, shout out to my cousin L. L is he loves wrestling. And this is a former wrestler. Well, this is his son. I don't know if Junior, no, this got to be the son. Prosecutors say former WWE wrestler spent welfare money on $1.4 million home, boat, and tractor. This happened in Jackson, Mississippi. A judge denied a motion to dismiss charges against a former WWE wrestler accused of misusing welfare funds to buy luxury items. Ted DiBiase Jr. You used to watch wrestling?
Yeah.
Ted DiBiase Jr. That's the $1 million man. He got $1 million house.
But that was Junior.
Yeah, Junior.
So
I didn't know that was his real name.
What, Ted DiBiase?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So wait, Junior's not the one we watched?
Nah, yeah, we didn't watch Junior.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's charged with money laundering, theft, wire fraud, conspiracy, and all types of fuckery.
Extortion.
Prosecutors allege the 43-year-old received contracts funded through welfare funds without performing any work to earn them. Prosecutors argue DiBiase Jr. received nearly $3 million from two Mississippi nonprofits over 2 years, money from the state intended for welfare needs. Mississippi is where what's his name, Brett Favre, did that scamming down there too.
With the other wrestler?
No, he was a football player. Remember Brett Favre, the football player? He got into it. He took some money and didn't do what he was supposed to do, and he got a whole bunch of money. They, you know, was mad at him or whatever.
Damn.
Matthew Ackerman, a forensic accountant with the FBI, testified that the Mississippi Community Education Center and the Family Resource Center of North Mississippi paid DiBiase more than $2.9 million between June 2017 and June 2019. A prosecutor said DiBiase used the funds to purchase a $1.4 million home, a $55,000 pontoon boat, a $34,000 Kubota tractor, and $40,000 truck, among other purchases. Multiple witnesses throughout the trial have testified that DiBiase has never submitted expense or activity reports showing how the money was spent. Damn, this is a long ass article. If he's convicted, he faces a maximum of 20 years in prison on each kind of wire fraud, 10 years on each kind of theft and money laundering, and 5 years for conspiracy. And he'll get a social ire for the all types of fuckery. Yeah, that's it.
Extortion.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew I get that from. You know, people just not realizing that was DJ Khaled in that movie too.
Yeah.
I start seeing stuff.
They started I seen it coming out once DJ Khaled got big again. Well, once he got famous.
Yeah, but I saw there's a meme going out now that was like, How you met DJ Khaled, how I met DJ Khaled.
Oh, word.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, L.
Yep.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music Podcast, or you can find me on last week's episode.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on YouTube and on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. If you got, like, you know, that character, what did he call it? The character thing?
He called it pod. So.
Let me look at the email again.
Heady up.
Dear Pod. Yeah, well, you can give the character with the dilemma or whatever and try to get us to figure it out.
Yeah, figure out what it is.
You want to do that, email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Or if you just want to let us know what you think, email us. At any rate, we'll see y'all next week. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Yo.
Let those who have ears listen.